Jo Muirhead, and this is the Entrepreneurial Clinician Podcast, a podcast for health professionals who want to know how we continue to serve our patients and our clients without sacrificing ourselves to the work. More than a conversation on making money or just burning out, this podcast has been created to progress conversations that we need to have to ensure that we know who we are so that we can serve those who need our help, so that we can actually be the significant difference in the world. And welcome back to the Entrepreneurial Clinician Podcast. You've just got me this episode, me, myself, and I. And I have a interesting share with you this week. So let's just think about for a moment the ways that we develop ourselves personally and professionally. So we know of courses, we know of programs, we know of going and doing conferences, we know of getting certifications, we know of listening to books, listening to podcasts, reading memes, because isn't that how we all get our own professional development these days? We have so many opportunities and we do so much thinking and reading and trying to work out ideas, and it's very easy for us as clinicians to want to continue to make sure that we are doing more, being more, having more, giving more. And I talk a lot about a be, do, have model. Then I've just iterated it then. Be who do you need to be by doing what you want to do, to have what you want to have so you can give what you want to give. I've just iterated that entire model. Excellent. You just heard that live, folks. Well, there you go. So to give you some context of this conversation, the first thing I'm going to let you know is it's the 30th of November today. So I'm recording this very, very soon to an event that I'm about to share with you. And this event has to do with personal and professional development. So let's get back on track and let's re-enter this conversation. So as health professionals and clinicians, we all went to health professional clinician school to learn how to be health professionals and clinicians. And then most of us had years or periods of time where we needed to be supervised. And if you've been around my community any length of time, you'll know that I think that we all need to be doing that ongoing more than just our CPD, CEU requirements to keep us accredited and licensed. Anywho, I think that we also have an incredible amount of responsibility and accountability to ourselves, our clients, and our peers to be doing what it is that we need to do to be taking care of us, to be taking care of ourselves personally and collectively. So that brings me to this podcast today, and that brings me to the changes that I'm making for the foreseeable future. So as of tomorrow, the 1st of December 2023, my personal and professional development is that I'm taking a sabbatical, which is not to be confused with a long holiday. Very, very different things. So you've probably heard the word sabbatical used a lot. We know that academics will take a sabbatical. I know that people in faith-based organizations and clergy will take sabbatical. It's not often that we hear of it in our work. I don't hear about happening very often in corporate. I haven't heard it very often in other, you know, services or professional services. You could, you know, tell me that I'm wrong here and tell me all the other places that you've heard the word sabbatical. But in my way of thinking, sabbatical is not something that I've heard a lot of people use and heard a lot of terminology around. And we all know that health professionals and clinicians struggle to take time out of their work. We feel guilty about it. We feel undeserving of it. We feel the pressures of putting money on the table and helping the people who need help very, very keenly. And I am not immune to that. Let me assure you, I'm not immune. She who preaches all this stuff about self-care is not immune. However, it is time for me to go and do some personal development, getting in touch with who I am again, and more importantly, what is it that I want to bring into this world? So if you have been following my journey in the content world for the past 12 years, yes, I have been producing content for 12 years, you all know that I walk my talk, right? I don't just give advice that nobody, that I don't follow. To me, that speaks of integrity. I went through a period of my time, of my life where my integrity wasn't great, and it caused a lot of hardship and pain for a lot of people. And since that happened back in 2007, I have really made a commitment to myself and my others and my husband and my child that my integrity is important. And it's really interesting for me how integrity turns up. And integrity for me is making sure that I walk my talk. So one of those talks is making sure that we clinicians stay accountable to our own growth, our own development, and our own self-care. But like I alluded to in the beginning of this podcast, our growth isn't just about courses and books. It's about doing the uncomfortable stuff right in front of us. And that's what I'm embarking in. So back in 2020, 2021, I needed to take an extended period of time out of my work, out of my business quite quickly because I was diagnosed with bilateral breast cancer. And I think it's fair to say in hindsight now that I have been recovering from that whole thing since 2020 and 2021. So for me to get to this point now where this year my business has created some stability, I kind of feel like I'm back. The business is back and I'm back to where I was pre-cancer. Now, that doesn't mean I'm making the same amount of money. My body certainly looks very different. I still have some health issues that I need to address. But I kind of got this feeling it's like, yeah, something's done and I need to work out what the done is. So it's uncomfortable for me because who wants to kind of go, hey, you've recovered, you've gotten yourself back. Like, isn't this what we dream of as people who are healing from a major medical condition to just go back to the way I was? Well, no. We might all be saying that, and I certainly know so many of my rehabilitation and recovery clients will say, I just want to go back to the day before it all went to hell. Yeah, that's actually a myth. It's not actually possible. But I found myself caught up in that too. And what I've noticed for 2023 for me is it's been a roller coaster. Now, we can say that about every year, right? We can say that about every year, but this year it kind of hit a bit different. So, I mean, I've been honored and privileged to support clinicians and clinician business owners globally. Like, I am impacting people all over the planet, which, you know, feels pretty good. I ran an incredible 10-day online event that the symposium was one of its kind, and I've got people wanting to be a part of it next year. And all while I've been juggling my private practice, which is called Purple Co, and juggling the needs of me and my health. And I had this thought not so long ago, I had this thought back in September, just before the symposium, where I went, I promised myself that I would let my cancer experience change me for the better. Yet right now, I feel like I'm stuck in the circle of things, in the hamster wheel, in the hustle, and even though I've got insight into knowing what I should do and could do, and it wasn't exactly the same as it used to be, I still feel like I'm here. I don't feel different. And I started to explore that with myself and the trusted people I have around my world. And it became very obvious to me that this year has been full of surprises. It's been full of incredible disappointments and quite a lot of soul searching. And I've realized that I've actually fallen into the competence trap. You may have heard me speak about the competence trap before. I've spoken about it in a couple of conferences and keynotes and other podcast episodes that I've done with other people. And what I mean by the competence trap is where I'm good at many things, but I lose sight of the one thing that I want to be known for. And I stop perceiving myself to be good at the many things. And I start to overfunction and I start to exhaust myself and I start to overfunction. And then I start to question my competence. Well, I know how to break that cycle because I'm not questioning my competence right now, but I can see that I am competent in so many things and I'm able to help in so many ways. I actually just don't want to be stretched that thin anymore. And I need some time and some space now to go, what does the world need from me and what am I prepared to give it? Which is a completely different way of me thinking about anything ever. Usually I would react to need an opportunity. So a need would become, I could fix the need, I'd create a thing or do a thing. Opportunity would come, I would create the opportunity, I'd go to the opportunity, I would create a new program. So I've got programs you've never even heard of. For example, I have an incredible burnout recovery program that I have not been able to take to market, that people who know me know about, because as soon as I start talking about it, I become overwhelmed. But yeah, I have a fantastic burnout recovery program. Is that the thing that the world needs from me come 2024? I also have this fantastic tool and way of it helping people understand what the psychosocial demands of a job are. This is going to be incredibly important piece of work if we're going to genuinely understand burnout into the future. Do I need to do something with that? I have a team of people doing amazing work with quite vulnerable people. Do I want to grow that? Do I want to coach? Do I want to be known as a coach? Do I want to put myself in the limelight of all of the coaching palaver that's happened this year? This episode of the Entrepreneurial Clinician Podcast is brought to you by Purple Co's Activating Resilience Program. This 8-week program is foundational for anyone who wants to develop a genuine practice of resilience. I asked Activating Resilience co-creator and coach Kylie Worry to share how this program has helped transform her world. Here's what she had to say.
Many, many years ago, when I learned about this model of building resilience, I was so burned out and so tired. I was so overwhelmed and I was looking for a bright light in a very dark place. I found that light and it gave me some amazing tools to use with my clients. Tools that helped me feel lighter, more empowered, and get better results with my clients. What I didn't realize was how this tool would support me in my own life to look at my own resources and how to know how to support myself when facing adversity. This tool has supported me to shift my mindset when facing adversity to look for the solution, to have a hope for a better outcome, rather than being stuck in the problem. So many gifts have come from learning about this model for activating resilience. It's so much more than a tool to use in your business or with your clients. It's a tool for life.
For more information about the Activating Resilience program, check the show notes or go to purpleco.com.au/activating-resilience. So I am starting to think about what is it that I want to do. I feel like I've got another book in me. Dr. B. Lim will be very happy to know that. I think I want to write about it. I think I want to write about this experience. So understanding that a sabbatical is not a luxury vacation, it's not the luxury of being able to take time off. It's an actual genuine way for me to give my nervous system a breather, let my brain chill, allowing my body to move freely and giving my soul a much needed refill. This is an opportunity for me to actually stop thinking so much and let the new and the creative come, which means I'm going to have to let go of some stuff. And I know that that's going to be messy. So I've had the pleasure this year of being able to work with Yolanda Harper on her book, Soul Sabbatical, which really got me thinking about this concept. And at the time I was working with her on this book, I went, everybody needs to read this book. Hashtag, everybody needs to read this book. But as we got closer and closer to the end of that book, I went, oh, I think I need this. And one of the most powerful things about this book is how it prepares you to actually take a sabbatical and understand what that means for you and what you're going to be doing. Because I was terrified when I made this decision, because how was I going to answer the question, what are you doing? It's like, I'm vacationing, I'm on sabbatical, I'm on a holiday, I'm looking after the house, training Smudge. See, this is part of my problem, is my identity is still so caught up in what I do for people that I can't just answer that question calmly and easily, and not having a job or an occupation tied to it started to fill me with fear. That's how I knew I really needed to do some work around this. Now, before you want to judge me really quickly and go, well, it's nice for some, Joe, you are very privileged to be able to do that. Yeah, I am privileged, but I also worked damn hard this year to make this a reality. That means I've had to rearrange my finances. It means meant my business has needed a complete rearrange. The way my family dynamics is meant to change, the way we vacation has meant to change, the expectations of my husband and his of me have needed to change. Like, there's a lot of thought and a lot of work that goes into this. But I have actually been preparing for this since September. I wanted to leave the symposium this year as a bit of a bookmark for myself. I went, if this is the last thing I ever get to do in my career, I want it to be amazing. And it was. That doesn't mean it's not going to happen again. I just needed to have a bookend there for me. So what is this going to mean for you? So I know what it's going to mean for me. It means come March 2024, I'm going to be back with a renewed sense of purpose and vision and energy to serve you even better. But I don't know what that's going to look like yet, because my expectations of this sabbatical are that I do it and that I'm in the moment and that I let come up what needs to come up, that I address what needs to be addressed, that I am curious about myself, that I don't fill it with 100 tasks or 1 million to-dos, that I actually give myself space and quietness where it becomes uncomfortable and start to lean into the discomfort of not doing anything productive. And I just said that out loud and I must admit my stomach clenched. It really did do a clench. I quite seriously need to be doing this, people. But the really, really good news about this for you is that I have been working on this since August and it's almost December. So I have got emails ready to go. So if you're on my email list, you have got content and information and inspiration and encouragement and affirmation and products and services coming your way. So if you're not on my email list, you need to jump over to joemuirhead.com. There is a pop-up on the front that says, hey, actually it's not a pop-up, it's just a put your email in here. It's actually called, do you want a piece of Joe on your shoulder? You want to, yeah, hey, we sometimes talk about having angels on our shoulder. I kind of took that and went, you want a Joe on your shoulder? So there's emails to spark your thoughts. I've got the rest of this podcast series. There's 12 in all. So that should take us until about February of 2024. And we've got conversations ready to go and starting to happen in the Future Proofing Health Professionals Facebook group. Now, I have a team, and that team is going to be starting those conversations and making those posts. I've also got a fantastic moderator in that group now. I'm so incredibly grateful for Tasha. Yay, Tasha, shout out to you, because I'm not going to be there all the time. I am genuinely giving myself this time off. I'm not going to be reading emails. I have got recommendations for you. If you're looking for, you know, if you were going, oh, I really want to work with Joe in 2024, I'm going to reach out to her in January. Well, honey, I'm not available, but I've got some recommendations and they're on my website under Work with Joe for those of you who are looking for a coach or a mentor or somebody to help you with your marketing and your content writing. So that's great. I've made sure that you are not going to be disappointed. Now, of course, you might find a glimpse of me in real time on Facebook and Instagram because, you know, I use those platforms to connect and shop, and Christmas is coming up and I'm finding myself doing more shopping on Facebook and Instagram than ever before. And of course, I'm going to be taking plenty of photos of Smudge and I'm going to want to share those with you because you want to see them. So sabbatical, taking the time off, genuinely unplugging, allowing my nervous system to become comfortable with itself, allowing my brain the opportunity to calm down and quieten, encouraging my body to move and be comfortable with movement, and allowing my thoughts and my vision to reappear and shedding off the things that aren't necessary anymore and really starting to apprehend my own cycle of competence. My own trap of competence. I'm really looking forward to what the outcome is going to be, although I have absolutely no idea of what that could be. So I'll admit right now with you listening to this podcast that I'm scared. I'm a tad apprehensive. Oh, and I can assure you that FOMO is real. Oh, the courses some of you are putting out and the retreats some of you have got organized and the things some of you have asked me to do. Oh my God, I want to do it all. But I have made this commitment to myself and my husband. We have created this space and this time, and I need to let my FOMO go. I need to let the shiny things go, because I know that they are patterns of behavior that don't always serve me. So overall, I'm calmly excited about taking this time and discovering what's next. And I hope that you get a hold of Yolanda's book, which will be in the show notes, of course. And I hope that you start following her on Facebook and you can start reading some of the beautiful letters that she writes to us. I am really hoping and looking forward to coming back next year with an incredibly renewed sense of vision and purpose. And I really don't know what that's going to look like. So stay tuned. Enjoy the rest of this podcast series, because there are some fantastic interviews lined up with some incredible people. Read the emails as they come in, because they're not the same as the podcast. There's different content coming to you. And join in the conversations happening in the Future Proofing Health Professionals Facebook group, because I've got conversation starters all ready to go. I've got you covered. I believe in you. And I'm looking forward to coming back in March of 2024 and sharing with you what's next for me. Until then, go be your awesome self. And that is another episode of the Entrepreneurial Clinician Podcast done. I just want to say a big thank you to all the people who make this podcast possible. Debbie, Annie, Vince, and Jen, you are my A-team. Without you, I couldn't make this work. And in the spirit of respect, please ask for and receive permission before you use any of my intellectual property, because you know what? Not giving appropriation to creators is just not cool. Until next episode, go be your awesome self. Oh, and before you forget, please make sure you subscribe, rate, and review. That's kind of important. Go do that.